Massachusetts has become known as Hollywood East, with tax incentives making it a popular filming destination. Things slowed down after the Writers Guild strike and came to a halt after SAG-AFTRA President Fran Drescher put out a message about a strike of their own.
Hi, this is your SAG-AFTRA National President, Fran Drescher. Listen, I'm calling to let you know that SAG-AFTRA is taking a big, bold step as the union prepares for our upcoming TV, theatrical, and streaming negotiations. We're asking you, one of our members, to vote yes for a strike authorization. This will give our negotiating team much-needed leverage at the bargaining table.
Business leaders such as Peter Foreman of the South Shore Chamber of Commerce told the South Shore's Morning News this strike may have a bigger impact than the Writers Guild strike.
The feedback we got from some of the industry people was that because the way the unions were segmented, that the writing strike wasn't going to have a big impact immediately on us. We'll see if the actors strike does, and of course all of that depends on how long it goes on.
Amy Naples of the Plymouth Area Chamber of Commerce says that while there were no movies being shot currently, the strike could still have repercussions.
We had nothing scheduled. We actually work with the Massachusetts film industry pretty closely. We had nothing planned in the Plymouth area per se, but it does impact a lot of our other local businesses that do provide services to the film industry. It's tough, and I know people are adapting pretty much like COVID, coming up with some different ideas to get through these tough times. But it certainly does have an impact on our local economy, of course, but I don't know of any in particular.
Tim Cahill of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce was far more concerned.
Talked to Marina Cappy, who's the owner of our movie studio here in Quincy recently. I talked to her before, right around the time the writers had gone on strike. But now that the actors are on strike, there's no question it's going to hurt the industry here in Massachusetts and throughout the country. We can't make a movie without writers and actors, so everything will be delayed. It's going to give us less choices to watch, and it will be economically impactful, which is too bad because the industry had really just taken off. The tax credit had been sort of formalized and it was permanent, and there's talk of another movie studio moving in Braintree, I believe, or looking to move in Braintree. So it was a really good economic driver for the community, especially at Marina Bay.
Senator Ed Markey joined a picket line saying that one of the issues they are focused on, AI, or artificial intelligence, could impact all workers.
We're moving to AI. It's like moving from silent pictures to talkies. When the technology changes, so don't the protections for workers have to change as well. So it's absolutely imperative that the workers stay out here until they get a fair deal with the technologies of the 21st century. So just stay out here, stay strong, stay union strong, you will win.
Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan also expressed his support for the union, but told WATD News he doesn't think there will be a huge impact on the city of Champions.
You know, I'm a labor mayor, so I support what they're trying to do. You know, it has to be fair and equitable. You know, I don't think it's going to have an impact right now on the city of Brockton, other than the fact that, you know, we were getting a lot of filming opportunities, movies and television series being filmed in the city of Brockton and throughout the South Shore, quite honestly. So that's kind of slowed down without question. So, again, I support what they're trying to do. And, you know, I hope it gets resolved, kind of like what Sean O'Brien and the Teamsters just did with UPS. That would have been devastating for the nation. So, again, my fingers are crossed that that gets settled in a short order. But as of right now, really wouldn't have any impact per se on the city of Brockton.
Ghostbusters, Detroit, Here Comes the Boom, The Departed, and the AMC series Kevin Can F Himself were all shot, at least partially, on the South Shore. Reporting from Hollywood East, Dan McCready, WATD News.